Hello, Kyle.
Chamberlain Electric, this is Carrie. How may I help you?
Carrie, can I speak with Kyle, please?
He is not in the office right now. Can I take a message?
Well, my name is Dave. I'm calling from Milestone, and just wanted to talk to him about, you know, helping him grow and expand his business. Let me ask you something real quick. Do you think if I call later on in the afternoon after lunch, you think I can catch him?
Probably not. I typically am the one that's in the office the most for answering phones, so typically I just pass on the messages.
But you pass on the messages? Okay. Well, basically, what we do is we finance businesses, as I said, you know, to try them to help them grow and expand, you know, and we provide capital. But I, you know, since this is his company, I mean, I would like to speak with him to see if we can have him, you know, expand, or if he wants to have some working capital. Right now we have a great, not only incentives, but great rates, even better than banks, believe it or not. And sometimes we beat the bank's rates by 2 or 3 points. So that's why I was hoping to speak with them and advise them about this and see if they would like to actually take advantage of that. If you like, I can try to call back in the afternoon. I mean, but if you can relate this part of the message, and when I call, you tell me if he's available, or if he wants to, if he says to you, well, listen, yeah, have him call me at this time, a specific day, et cetera, et cetera. We'll go from there. And if he tells you, look, I'm not interested in something like that, then I won't call anymore. Okay? How about that?
I was going to say, you can also email him. Sometimes that's the best way of getting in touch with him. If you email him at sales@myelectricalpros.com, that goes straight to him.
Got it. May I get your name, please?
Carrie.
Carrie, yes. See, the reason why, in order for me to send the application or something like that through email, I gotta get his consent. That's why I need to speak with them, you know. And when I put the application through, he clicks on the on his email and he tells me, yes, I get it. Yes, it's here. Thank you. La 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 la. That's basically it. But just to send it without his own consent, I can't do that. Do you know what I mean? So that's why I like to call him back and see if you can relate part of the message and see if he tells you if he's interested to tell me a specific day and hour where I can call him. If he's not interested, then basically I will not bother him. Okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Barry, thank you very much. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.